Captain Talk. Andrew.
Hola.
Hola. Going on, bruh?
Not much.
All right. I think it's just going to be you and me because I'm hoping Lou's not going to end his marriage over the podcast. That would be stupid.
It would be beneficial if he did not.
Yeah. I'm sure Lizzie would think it would be funny, though. That kid's funny. She's funny. She's a funny kid. She's got Lou's sass.
What are you saying? She's a funny guy.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean funny? We're going to go over the standings first.
We're going to go over a lot of shit and do it very quickly.
We're very close to playoff time.
We are definitely going to go over the standings. We're going to go over the week first, and then we're going to do standings. And yeah. I'll host.
That makes sense because, you know, this week's games are slightly more important.
Indeed. I want to roll through shit here. So I'm going to host. And if I'm pontificating too much, you can cut in and just tell me shut the fuck up.
Pontificating. Okay.
Yes. Okay. I got the thing up. Let's do this. Okay. Put a marker and then we'll fucking roll.
Joe Sixpack.
Fucking welcome to another week of Joe Sixpack after we skipped a week last week, despite me not meaning to. And then I was going to do a solo pod, but I just said fuck it because I didn't feel like it. But we have important shit going on this week as we drive closer and closer to the playoffs. The big time, the big important time of the year. The witching weeks, as, I don't know, Chris Henson would say. Doesn't matter. The point is, we're here to talk about it. And I do mean we. It's not just me. Andrew is also joining us.
Hello. Hey, homie.
How are you doing?
Wonderful. It's that time of year.
I'm glad you could join us here. Yes, I'm glad you could join us here, even though you can't join us physically here. It's good to hear you. You know, your voice, at least. Oh, maybe we could do a... Maybe when everyone's here, we could do a podcast.
You should definitely do that.
I don't know that I have a microphone that would work for it, but I could probably get one. All right, I'm going to remember
that. That would be good.
I'm going to remember that. All right, let's move right along here. So we're going to get right into week 13. Now, you might be thinking, wait, isn't that the season? It's not. It's not anymore. As of the last year, there's now an extra week of the season, and I'm all for it. So we actually go into week 14.
It threw me off. I was expecting playoffs to come a little earlier. I'm still not used to it, but it's just more football. So what could be bad about that?
And it's a very good thing they didn't do it, because if they had been starting the playoffs this year in week 14, then they still would have had goddamn byes going on, because the bye week schedule this year is fucking stupid.
It is ridiculous. They had no byes in the middle of massive byes, and now we're in week 13 and 14 with byes. It's ridiculous.
They started a week earlier. They're ending byes a week later, 2 weeks later. No, 1 week, 2 weeks later, something like that. 1 or 2 weeks later, and yeah, like you said, they had weeks in between. They didn't like spread them out more. They just had weeks in between where no one was on bye, and then the next week, six teams would be on bye. Like it would make.
And they
no
have
sense.
That. They have that commercial out now that said AI is helping with the NFL scheduling, and I'm like, well, maybe it shouldn't.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I have been thinking about that a lot, and I'm like, yeah, that's a good use of AI. But yeah, I think it may be going off the rails already.
Yeah, maybe some parameters. Maybe. Come on.
I look forward to next year's week 17 buys. All right, let's move on here. So we're going to quickly go over week 13 because as it was important to the playoffs, we are going to discuss it, but we're going to do it quickly because we want to get into the playoff situation, which is very tight and very competitive right now, actually. Very, very tight. And maybe we'll even talk about the playoff situation in the lab league real quick. Who knows? All right, let's start off with what Matt has listed as number one. Spoiler alert, he's listed no game of the week. So I'll just pick one randomly when we get through here. Anyway,
there's a couple this is not really a game close of the week. Ones.
There were a few really close ones. I think Matt was just salty about one of them that should have been closer. Anyway, let's talk about one first that was not close, and that's John versus Seth. John Field of Dreams versus Seth, I'm the Lazard King. So Seth was 6-2 just 5 weeks ago. He's now 6-7.
Yeah.
And he had a very strong team. But he has been, and it's not even like His team has still been scoring pretty well. Not this week, as he only scored 82 points to John's 128. But Seth's been scoring pretty well still, but he's just been getting slapped by other teams. I don't remember that. I don't know. It feels like it's been weeks since John put up more than 120 points.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just big games for John for James Conner and Isaiah Pacheco. And alternatively, a much better game for Kansas City running back Isaiah Pacheco than Patrick Mahomes for Seth, who has been a disappointment. He's just been a disappointment fantasy-wise this year.
He has been, and he's been slowing down in the last few weeks, and I don't know if he's going to gain his momentum back or not.
It's true. I mean, they dropped a game to the Green Bay Packers, for God's sake.
That one hurts if you're a Kansas City fan.
For sure. This is such a weird season where, like, the teams that have, like, some of the teams that have really good offense are also doing terrible. Like, the Bills are another example of that. Their offense is great. Their defense isn't even bad. Their defense is, like, one of the best scoring defenses in fantasy. Yet they keep dropping games. They're, like, 6-6.
The Bills have to be one of the most disappointing teams of this season. If you're a Bills fan, I actually feel pretty bad for you because you are supposed to be a contender. And, yeah, they're not. They're disappointing.
Yes. At least their fantasy players keep putting up mad points.
That's true. That's all I care about.
Indeed. So, Seth really took a big hit, I will say, this week, with Tank Dell going out and probably being out for the season, I believe.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he broke his left fibula, so that is unlikely that he will be bouncing back.
No.
Yeah, that was a bummer. Tank Dell was a lot of fun to watch this year, and you know, Houston in general has been a lot of fun to watch. But
Houston has been just gunning it, and their wide receivers have been doing real well, especially the second half of the season. So yeah, Tank Dell going down, that's going to hurt his playoff prospects, definitely, for sure.
C.J. Stroud, clearly the rookie QB that you wanted this year. The Panthers must feel very dumb right now. I'll say that much.
That's another franchise I kind of feel bad for.
I mean, they sold off. I don't feel bad for them because they gave Christian McCaffrey to the Niners and fucked them for that.
Yeah.
But they sold the farm and they sold away McCaffrey. They sold away all of their good players to get all these draft picks. And then they wasted them all on Bryce Young, which I'm not going to be mean to him. He's a rookie quarterback. It's entirely possible. Like 2 years from now, he's one of the best in the league. But, you know, he's not this year.
Yeah, I've only seen two of his games and I was not impressed.
Yeah, there was a little while there where he's just throwing it to a old man Thielen there, and I
Thielen,
loved it.
Yeah,
even that's falling apart for him now. Anyway, this is what I'm gonna say. Seth has lost his fifth game in a row. Obviously, he needs to pull himself out of the spin if he wants to make the playoffs. He's definitely still in contention, but we'll see how things go.
This was a big game because while John is very unlikely to make the playoffs, this kept his dream alive. Like, he is not mathematically eliminated, even though I think he's got like a 5% chance of making it. But
it's fairly low. Yes.
Seth could have used a win here to help cement a playoff berth. So we'll get to that part. But he needed a win here to really give him a boost, and he didn't get it.
So true. So true. I did not think I was catching Seth 5 weeks ago when I started going on my losing streak. But I bounced back. But we'll get to that in a second. Let's move on to Joe versus Jason. Another game that was not actually close.
Nope.
It opened up pretty wide in a halfway point, and Joe once it, you know, Joe had a bad middle of the season, but he's bouncing back pretty strong. Because I was looking at him, he has not been under 120 points for 4 weeks straight. I think something like that.
He's not strong. Strong pass.
I'm playing him this week, so I'm not very happy about that. So we'll get to that soon though too. But big games from Dak Prescott. Fuck him. Playing against the Seahawks. We really should have won that game. The refs gave them the game, but whatever. I'm not going to get into that too much.
That was rough, and I was rooting very hard for the Seahawks.
Oh, I can't imagine. Yeah, I can imagine you all were. I think everyone was.
Yeah, I think so.
Joe Mixon going off for 26.7 points for Jason. I did say Joe versus Jason. Okay, sorry.
Yep. And Joe Mixon has been a huge disappointment this year, but you know, and then coming back 26 points is great, but I think it's a little too late for good old Jason.
Yeah, he got decent points from Russell Wilson again. Russell Wilson's been steady Eddie this whole season, even though you know the Broncos are the Broncos.
They've been better than I thought they were going to be. I mean, they're coming around, and I don't know what to think of the Broncos.
I think they're not as good as they thought they were on their five-game win streak. I didn't think they were that good on that five-game win streak because they were barely slipping past most of those teams.
Yes.
But, you know, is what it is. Travis Kelce, only getting 10 points, which for most tight ends is a good amount, but for him, it's very low. With Taylor Swift in attendance. So I guess that's not the magic ticket.
I guess not. But was Mama Kelce there? Maybe they both have to be in attendance.
I don't know. Mama Kelce being there didn't help against the Eagles, though.
No.
She was splitting her powers between the two Kelces.
That's true.
Clearly. And Jason Kelce is the better one anyway. But, I mean, goddamn, Joe. With fucking Mike Evans, Travis Kelce, Rashad White, and Kieran Williams coming back and immediately being as good as he was before, and Dak Prescott going off like... And this is with Devonta Adams and Stephon Diggs on a bye that week.
He has a stacked team with he's got stacked wide receivers. And yeah, he's got a good team. And he's definitely, I know he doesn't have the best record going into the playoffs as others, but I think he's a contender for sure for the championship.
Absolutely. Oh, God, what were you going to say?
Oh, and yeah, and then he's got Chuba there on the bench. He could have put in for even more points.
Indeed. Yeah, he's got a bevy of riches, and it's annoying. Yeah, that's going to be a tough matchup for me this week. You have the insight on Jason, though, with his 4-9 and him changing his name to the Eye on the Bye Week. Is he okay? Or should we put him on Fantasy Suicide Watch? Or
Definitely. Okay? Jason is he's very hard on himself, so he's definitely probably... definitely down in the dumps. Jason, if you're listening, we've all been there. Come back and play next year, buddy. You can come back from this.
Mm-hmm. Well, not this season, probably, but in general. No, yes.
You're done, Nick. You can play a game called Spoiler, where you can knock people out of the playoffs, maybe.
It's true. And he says to play the game of Don't Be the Vinny. So make sure he understands that he has to pay extra money if he's in the bottom of the league at the end.
That's true.
It's important to play extra money. Remember. Indeed. Yeah, I mean, Jason made the cardinal sin of betting heavily on your favorite team when you do fantasy. And he was and still somehow is fairly New England heavy, and it's not helped him this year.
Well, I don't know about his whole season, but he's New England heavy and he's Washington Commanders heavy. He's got McLaurin and Samuel both in there. I assume Samuel is a later add, but yeah, he's just trying to shore up his team and do the best he can with what he's got.
It's true. He's not the worst team in the league, though. That's
he's tied for it, though, isn't he?
Oh, maybe. Let's find out. The worst team in the league is Kevin, who was playing Matt last week. And somehow won
by a lot. Not close.
By a monstrous amount. Yeah, Kevin put up 155 last week, which, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he did.
And that was going up against Matt. As I spoiled early on, I felt fairly confident that that game was going to come down to the wire because there was like 10 points separating them, and they both had like big scorers left to go. I mean, Matt had like Debo left. And I'm trying to remember.
Well, from the graph, Matt went down where Kevin went up. And if I know a little something about graphs, you want to go up.
Well, I mean, that's true. I think what was it? I'm trying to remember now. I can't remember who played the last two games of the week last week. Eagles Niners was Sunday night, right?
That was Sunday afternoon.
Was it? Mm-hmm. How is that not a night game? What the hell is the NFL doing?
Eagles have a night game this week with Dallas.
That's true. I mean, I thought this was going to be closer than it was, and it fell apart. I think it was Sam Laporta, and Jamar Chase, too. Yeah, that's right. He went absolutely off in the Jacksonville game.
That's right. He did. That was the night game.
Washington University, University of Washington, not Washington University, University of Washington quarterback Jake Browning, former UW quarterback Jake Browning, went off with Jamar Chase in that game. And poor Trevor Lawrence might be out for a while. It seemed pretty bad.
I think he's out for a couple weeks at least.
So Kevin may have flamed in and then flamed right back out again with with this win.
He's just the this year's X Factor. That's all.
Mm-hmm. I still think his team's worse than man. Actually, now that I look at it, it might not be worse than Kaysen's.
He's made some good moves and some good pickups.
Yeah.
You know, Spears, now that, what's his name's hurt, right? The Top Tank.
Yeah. What? Oh, he's not. Derrick Henry's fine.
Is he? I thought he was hurt.
Yeah, he went out. For those who didn't hear, I have Derrick Henry in both of our leagues. So obviously I was paying attention. But so he went out for concussion protocol in the fourth quarter of that game. They weren't sure if he had a concussion or not, and then he was practicing on Monday, and they said he didn't have a concussion, so he's fine.
They're like, nah, we forgot. He can't get concussions.
Well, the thing is that, like, unless it's immediately obvious that they don't have a concussion, they have to go through, like, the longer protocol and, like, go into the locker room and stuff. It's just like what happened with Jalen Hurts. Why Hurts wasn't able to just go into the blue tent and then go out and be able to get right back into the game. He had to go into the locker room because they weren't totally sure if he did or didn't. So they had to go in there and test him. So that's basically what happened with Derrick Henry too, but the game ended before he came back out. So, and then on Monday morning, he was totally fine and he passed protocol immediately. So Derrick Henry's fine. Who are we talking about?
Najee Spears.
That's right. All right. Anyway, that's all Jahmyr Gibbs. He has the backup of two of my running backs, Kevin. So,
good job, Kevin. Keep them.
Indeed.
You don't know.
All right. So moving on. We're not going through this as quickly as I hoped. All right. Moving on to Sean versus me. Another one that I thought was going to be a lot closer, and then I kind of started running away with it because my team finally, you know, Derrick Henry did something. So that was nice. It was one of those rare times. I think it's only happened one other time this year, at least, where. So I had all my number one and two running backs and wide receivers were all playing at the same time, and within the first quarter, all of them scored touchdowns, and I was like, hey, all right. But and then they slowed down for a while. But then Derrick Henry went off. So anyway, I ended up winning 117.4 to Sean's 98.5, and the bottom of the barrel is all stuck at 4-9 right now, I believe.
The bottom three are 4-9, yep.
Yeah, so Sean made the mistake of playing Najee Harris again. Well, really, it's not the mistake of playing him. It's the mistake of drafting him that continually burns him every week.
Is Sean still playing? I see he's played two people on bye.
So, yeah, that's a good point. I want to bring this up. So I did tell him that. I thought about it for a while because I absolutely needed to win this game to stay playoff eligible. So I went back and forth a little bit, but it was near the end of the morning games when his teams that he had bye players in would have been, or, you know, when he would have run out of players to put in those bye weeks, I told him. Because I had been chatting with him on the side. I was like, hey, you know, you just, so you know, full disclosure, you don't have a full roster. You might want to do something about that. Radio silence. He didn't say anything from any at that point.
Sean.
So,
I mean, now, like, let's just say he put, you know, Deontay Johnson in. There's 11 points. And then he would have had to have picked up a defense. I mean, depending on what he picks up there, the game would have been obviously much closer. It's not a guaranteed win for him, but.
Indeed. You know. He was a little bit busy. Carrie was going through her PT. She's doing well. Get well soon, Carrie. She is Sean's very excellent wife.
Lovely gal.
Very, very lovely lady. Who she had surgery a little bit ago, and she's getting better. And we wish her all the best. Mm-hmm. So Sean may have been distracted, but also it benefited me, so I don't feel too bad about it.
Sean, you know, our only goal, if you can't win the league, the goal is to beat Bob. You have failed in both.
You know, it's fair. I've lived my life with you guys trying to beat me in everything we ever do. So it doesn't hurt me. What does hurt me is why you guys don't try to beat Lou, too.
I always want to beat Lou. Are you kidding me? And I did beat him this year.
Andrew, you've lost so many times to him in the playoffs, though.
I know. I don't want him in the playoffs because I can't beat Azeli in the playoffs.
That's fair. Because moving on to the next game, the Lou's played each other, and it also wasn't a very close game. Little Lou moved on to 10-3. That son of a bitch.
I know.
And I know. Big Lou moved to 6-7. Yeah. Yeah. It did benefit me, though, because, again, now I'm a game ahead of Big Lou, so at least there's that. But, yeah.
But, yeah, but Little Lou has then just – he already had you know, he already clinched a playoff before this game, but this just made it where he's – I don't think he's guaranteed the bye, depending on what our bye weeks – or what our tiebreakers are, but it definitely helps. He's in the control. He wins, he's got a bye, so –
For sure. I mean, just to put it in perspective, this motherfucker is benching Breece Hall, who, to be fair, hasn't been doing great but in the last couple of weeks, but has been very, very good, and I wouldn't mind having Breece Hall on my team. But, yeah, fucking Lou. He's riding that Miami fantasy powerhouse way too strong.
I know, and I hate the fact that HN is back.
Mm-hmm. And Puka. I love Puka. I can't hate on Puka. I hate the Rams. Yeah. I despise the Rams. But, man, that Puka Nacua is pretty great.
But he's been winning with Pitts, and Pitts has been pretty garbage. And Herbert has been pretty garbage.
Yeah, it's true.
But when you have Tyreek Hill, it doesn't matter.
He hasn't been that garbage. He's had three bad games in the last 6 weeks. Yeah. He's had three bad games.
13 points, 7 points, 10 points.
So he's boomed 7 of 12 weeks. Which I don't know how they're counting that, but I count it as anything above 20 something points, 20-ish points, low 20s points. So he's number 6. He's doing fine. I'll put it this way. I'm not winning that bet that I made with Lou at the beginning of the season that Geno Smith was going to beat Justin Herbert.
Oh, no, you're not. Nope.
No, I don't think there's any chance I'm coming back on that one.
Nope.
That's okay.
Nope.
Well,
and then this is more of a conversation for the next game or the next section. Never mind.
Okay.
I was going to talk about his players moving forward.
Yeah. Oh, fuck his players moving forward. Lou is the team to beat right now. We can all agree with that. He has an absolute killer RB1 and 2 and RB3 between the two other RBs he has. Bijan Robinson has been up and down too, but like fuck Lou. Just fuck Lou is all I'm saying.
Amen.
Even Devonta Smith, Lou. who he's great, but... he's riding the Eagles and the Miami train, and it's really benefiting him greatly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, at least Jacoby Myers came back down to earth from having an absolutely stellar start, because if Jacoby Myers was still putting up top 10 points every week, then literally no one will ever be able to beat Lou. So, at least there's that. Big Lou, on the other hand, is still playoff eligible. He's only one game out of it, but... yeah, he's in that mix, which we will talk about momentarily.
Yep.
Anyway, moving on to Andrew versus Pete, which probably should have been the game of the week, I'll say.
Yeah, and it should have been closer, but so it went into Monday night. Pete was done with 125.5. I had like 104, 105, something like that. And I had Calvin Ridley and my kicker to go. And I felt pretty good about it because Calvin Ridley's been stepping up lately.
Yes.
But I was wrong. That did not happen. He beat me. So now we have a tied record.
You do. Going into I'm annoyed week. At you because I definitely wanted you to beat him. Because any chance that I would have had of, let's see, he would have been 8-5. Any chance I would have had of winning the division it went away when you lost to him. So why couldn't you keep putting up over 128? How much have you been scoring? You had been. Wait, let's stop a moment and take appreciation of how much of a good run you had been until this loss.
I had five straight scores.
Yes, you went five straight. You scored more than 145 points in four of those games. And the other game, you scored 115. And now Lou has joined us, throwing his marriage out the window just to get on a stupid podcast. I almost said Bobcast.
You don't want to be on here. We've turned against you.
Yeah, we were just lamenting how much we hate you. That just makes you happier, though. You're not even talking. Stop muting yourself, dummy.
Well, yeah, it was a good game. Pete was able to come out on top. It's hard to beat Hurts and McCaffrey when they go against each other and just rack up the points. So,
as I said last week, and I know that you will agree with me this week, fuck Christian McCaffrey. Fuck him so hard. Get out of here, Lou. We don't even want you here. You fix
He's
it
trying again.
You fix go fix it in the general channel. Get out of here.
All right. Move on to the standings.
The standings, yes. The thing that Lou's probably here for, and he cannot join now because he doesn't
know. Bob, if you can hear me, hold your finger up.
We can hear you.
I can't hear you guys. I don't know why. I'm getting no audio. You can't
hear us. Oh,
well, this is the first time we could hear you. Oh, well, he can't hear us, so never mind. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I can tell you can hear me. I can't hear you, though. I can hear
others. Don't you know sign language? Oh, you do know sign language.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and figure this out.
You know who else knows sign language? This motherfucker. That's right.
That was pretty good. I saw that.
And he stopped using it to be petty, generally, at least. The first few weeks he was doing it, he was just being a dick.
Well, yeah.
And it would only have taken so long until the NFL was like, you know what? Now we have to get stupid ASL. Not stupid. That would be taken out of context. Now we have to get ASL readers to tell if someone is taunting.
If I've learned anything, Bob hates deaf people.
I love deaf people. They're the best.
That's not what I just heard.
All of us speak. Just us specifically. They don't have to listen to us specifically speak, because, I mean, God help everyone who has to listen to this podcast.
All right, go to the standings.
All right, going to the standings.
That's what people want to know. This is why people have tuned in, is we are 1 week away from playoffs. They want to know if they have a chance.
True. We are teasing and teasing and teasing. All right, let's get to it. Moving on to the standings, we have four. God damn it, we have four seeds that are already clinched. Well, not seeds that are clinched, but teams that have already clinched the playoffs.
Yep. And
which are the teams that have clinched the division. So Lou in 100%, Knox in 100%, and you in 100%, Andrew. The only teams that are eliminated are all of those 4 and 9 teams, which is Jason and Kevin and Sean.
Yes.
So let's see. So
Joe has also clinched.
Let's do it from the top. Let's take it from the top here. So we got Lou, that motherfucker who can't hear us, but we can hear him. Sorry, you hear my baby crying. See, you've upset my child, Lou. This is what you've done with your 10-3 record. Sitting at 10-3 is the number one seed. You and Pete are one game behind him. But he... Oh, no, you have the point lead on him. Okay, so if he loses this week, and you win, and you at least don't have 7 less points than he does this week, you could take the number one seed.
Nice.
Other than that, it's unlikely that...
He'll never take the number one seed from me.
Stop it, Lou.
Never.
Yeah,
cold, dead hands. I figured it out.
Oh, good. Pete, with the 5th highest score of the league, is at the 3rd seed, which, yeah, that makes sense. Let's see here. So those are the 3 that are clinched. And I don't think any of you... Yeah, none of you can drop out of the... All 3 of you will be 3rd seed lowest. It'll take an absolute somehow miracle. Pete would have to outscore you, Lou, by 150... Both of you, really, by 150 points. So 170 points if he was going to get the first seed. So obviously the first seed is between you two.
Well, and Pete and I are fighting for is the first week bye.
Yeah, I feel like I have it. Yeah, I guess you guys practically locked.
Yeah, because if you lose, Lou, if you win, you obviously have the first week bye. If you lose, and if Pete and I both win, the 3 of us will be tied. But I think, like Bob was saying, you and I have the points over Pete.
Correct.
Yeah.
By a large margin, by like 170 points.
So Yeah, Lou, you're safe. Peter and I are fighting for that second, first or second seed.
Sorry, not by 170 points, by like 96 points. I've been doing too much math today. It's my math brain is worn out. Anyway, you have a 97 point lead on him. He's not catching you. So yeah, it's the only he could take the second seed from you, Andrew. You're right, but that's only if you lose and Pete wins.
Right.
And you are playing Kevin.
So I know. I'm happy.
Yeah, you're in a pretty good spot.
Pete is playing Jason, so really neither of you should lose.
No, I think Pete and I are both going to win, and so that's what's going to...
So unless he scores 90 points more than you, I think you're fine.
So although Kevin just put up 155 fucking points.
It's true, but half the players that put up those points got injured. So... we'll see. I don't think We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. You never know. Kevin may be the, he won't even be the spoiler. At worst, he's going to knock you down to third place.
Right.
So, because all of you have at least, yeah, all of you have two game leads on the next person closest to you in your division. So the first three seeds are just between the three of you. And, right. And yeah, as we said, moving on to the fourth seed is currently Joe, who I am playing this week, and I am the fifth seed. So obviously Joe and I are going to flip flop seeds if, are we, wait a minute. Okay, let's see. So Joe has an 8-5 record. I have a 7-6 record. Joe has...
He's got 100 points on you.
Yeah, you got, yeah, you're not going to catch him.
Yeah, I'm not. Okay, so... Yeah, so let's see. Six, and the sixth seed is... All right, now I'm doing the calculations here. The sixth seed is Seth after his fifth loss in a row. Let's see. And Seth...
Dude, he's got the points on you, too, by quite a bit.
Yes.
You have to win, Bob.
I do.
You do.
But, I mean, at worst, I think... Well, not at worst, I could drop to six, because... Let's see. I have a one-game lead on the... Okay, so the seventh seed right now is Matt, and the eighth seed is your dad. So...
And you do have pretty sizable leads on them.
Yep.
Yeah.
But not, I wouldn't say it's completely insurmountable.
It's true.
50 points?
It's unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you have just a terrible day or they go off,
yeah,
you're probably safe for a playoff position, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Quick sidetrack. The two of you have basically a 350-point lead on Sean in terms of points. Have we ever had a bigger wide... range between the top and the bottom of the fantasy points? I don't know that we have.
That's a good question. That's a pretty big gap.
Anyway, sorry, Sean. Don't mean to kick you and you down, but thank you for playing those bye week players so I could get into this position.
Come on, Sean.
Unless Matt or your dad wins, I lose, and they score significantly more than me, I'm pretty locked in.
Yeah, now that we look at it, there's actually not a whole lot of movement that can happen. Really, I feel like the biggest thing is between Andrew and Pete for that second bye week.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, everyone's kind of locked and loaded.
Well, this ended up being boring. Well, if Seth hadn't gone on his 5-game losing streak, your game against him would have been very big, but...
Well, you do have the last seed is up in the air because you have the last seed is going to a 6-7 team and there's 1, 2, 3 of them, right?
So yeah, but Bob has a pretty
But I'm currently the fifth seed.
Yeah, he's the fifth seed.
You're right.
The sixth seed is pretty good. There's a good fight going for that last.
That's the most interesting. The last playoff spot.
It's certainly between Seth, your dad, and Matt. And Seth has the point lead because he's been scoring well, yet somehow getting lit up by everybody.
He's paying me. That's unfortunate for him.
Yeah, it is. You could sound a little
Seth.
Sarcastic about it.
My dad is playing Field of Dreams.
That's good.
That is good for him.
Maybe.
So he's projected to lose right now.
So and... I have, in terms of percentages, I have an 87% chance to win. So I'm in the best spot.
You are.
I'm sorry.
Well, I guess me and Joe are in the best.
But Matt's playing Sean, so okay. That's not fair.
So Matt's, pretty much everyone. Matt's going to be 7-7.
Everybody else who might move this week is, in terms of seeding, is playing an easier team. We pretty much have the top six playing against the bottom six this week, except for me. And I'm playing against Joe, and it's pretty much it's almost locked in that I'm also going to play against Joe next week, too. So that's some bullshit. But aside from that, who knows? Maybe I'll drop out of that seating and get to play Pete instead. Yay. Fuck. Fuck Christian McCaffrey and Pete.
Yeah, fuck the Niners.
But it is going to be interesting to see who gets that sixth seed because, that's between Seth, Matt, and your dad. And, your dad playing Johnny.
That's the real competition, because that's a live to fight another day or go home.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Seth has the hardest game of them against you, Lou, and he's the one who has the sixth seed right now. So that's where the real competition is.
And he has by far the most points, so him losing is huge for the other two. Yes.
Yep. Yeah,
Seth, if you beat Seth, that will open the door for both your dad and Matt for making the playoffs. And then it will depend on which of the two of them scores more points in their win. They both have to win, obviously, to get in. But if they win, then it just comes down to who scores more points, because the two of them are almost neck and neck. I think there's an 8-point difference between the two of them. Yeah, 8-point difference between your dad and Matt, with Matt just barely ahead. So that's the rub this week. That's where the real juice is flowing.
Let's go.
Let us go. Do we even need it? We basically talked about everyone who's playing. Do we need to roll through it? Let's just roll through it real quick without even looking at the rosters. Me versus Joe. Who's winning that one?
Joe.
Andrew.
Joe.
Yeah, you're right. It's Joe. Of course, it's Joe. He is fucking. He has a 20-point differential on me right now, and Pittsburgh's getting lit up by the goddamn. Who are they playing? I don't even remember.
New England.
Pittsburgh's being lit up by the Patriots for some
reason. Is it Bailey Zappi or Mac Jones lighting them up right now? I've been watching.
Does it matter?
It was Zappi.
It's Zappi. Zappi's doing it.
Which interchangeable white guy is it?
Yeah.
Speaking of interchangeable white guys, I was bringing up the fact that the Bengals have only ever had one black quarterback, and he was a black quarterback for 1 year. Otherwise, they have had the whitest guys they could possibly find. As their
he was only black for 1 year, or he was only a quarterback for 1 year?
He's only quarterback for 1 year.
So he was like Michael Jackson, he turned white?
No, he was just, they replaced him with a white guy. Okay, it was like Boomer Esiason, then a black guy, and then another white guy. That was it. And then they eventually got they just have very white quarterbacks. I'm not even saying it's just that they have white guys. It's they have the whitest guys that they can find. And I feel like that's a knock in this NFL these days. Anyway, I forgot what I was.
You are penalized one touchdown for having a white quarterback.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, what game are you watching next?
The next game would be Matt versus Sean. I'm going with Matt on this one. Yeah,
that's Matt.
Because Najee Harris has 1 point once again. There will now be at least, at the end of the season, we can be sure of two things, or one thing. A lot of things, but in this, what I'm saying here is one thing, and that is Sean and I will be the two teams that will never touch Najee Harris with any amount of money reason.
You can add me to that list. I've been on that list for a few seasons.
I feel like most of you are on that list, and you should have been.
Najee going into this season. I did bid on him, and luckily I got outbid.
Based on what though? I didn't understand why Najee Harris was getting drafted.
He was a volume play,
and it's the Steelers. They tend to run. I mean, and they don't have a quarterback that's worth anything. So the logic there is he was going to be a safe play, and that was wrong.
He was that way last year, and his 2 yards per carry and 3 total touchdowns on the season didn't knock people away from him.
And he lost all his receptions last season. Last season's when they stopped throwing him the ball.
Yeah.
Najee Harris mediocre season and then 2 absolutely abysmal seasons. I've not understood why Jalen Warren isn't the de facto number one.
I mean, the Steelers in general need to remake their whole team. I mean, they are the worst, best team out there. Their record is not bad for being as bad as they are.
Good. I was just saying, I'm sure we've all heard the stat that they've been outgained in 80% of their games, even though they keep winning them, they're always outgained.
Oh yeah, no, I thought it was funny that whatever it was, 2 or 3 weeks ago they were lauding on the broadcast about how Tomlin hasn't had a losing season, but his average win is one game above.
It is weird though. He is weirdly resilient in that way, and that. Mm-hmm. He does not have a losing season. It's actually kind of impressive.
Yeah, he's consistently
good, he's a good coach.
Fine. He's consistently fine. It's true. He's consistently one step above the old Rams coach. The Rams coach before McVay.
Fisher.
Fisher, yes. 8-8 Fisher. He's 1 win above 8-8 Fisher. At least Tomlin has some Super Bowls though. There's that.
He's got 2, right?
Not that Roethlisberger went away, but before then.
No.
Anyway, moving on. We got Kevin against Andrew. Roll vote or
I'm gonna look at that one because yeah, man, Kevin put up some points and his team's kind of like clicking.
Clicking, but he lost Trevor Lawrence and he lost a bunch of other players in the process.
Well, he lost Trevor Lawrence, but then is it Browning? Is that his name? Yeah. Brownlee Browning.
Yep.
He went off. He went off last week. UW
quarterback Jake Browning. Yeah.
He looked like Burrow Light.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Jake Browning had a fantastic game.
Yeah. So Kevin, you know, if he gets that out of him again, it could happen. Andrew could lose.
Jake Browning was feeling that juice after watching the Huskies beat the Ducks and get into the playoffs. And
Gibbs is such a wild card. The one week he puts up like 30 points, and then the next week it's like 2.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got Nico Collins, and without Tank Dell, that's more volume that he might see.
God, Andrew, your team is loaded. Oh, kind of. Calvin, I guess.
Andrew's team is loaded.
Do we know if who's the Jags QB? What the hell's his name? I'm tired.
Trevor Lawrence.
Is he playing? We don't know, right?
We don't know, but it doesn't look good.
He looked like he was in an extreme amount of pain at the end of that game.
Does not help me in the lab league. No. Yeah. Oh, are you going to... McBride's on the bye.
He's on bye. Of course I would play McBride. McBride's been crushing it.
He's on bye. Godwin's been horrible this season.
I can't... So I've been trying to keep him out of my lineup, and I just can't.
Yeah, so weird. It's been how bad he's been.
If it weren't for Godwin, I would have, I think, a much, much stronger team. Like, that makes a big difference, Godwin being as garbage as he's been. So, I refuse to pick my games from here forth, just FYI.
I don't know. I think Isaiah's likely
to. I'm getting too nervous. We're getting to the playoffs.
I see what you did there. I saw what you did, Bob.
No, it's fine. Andrew can just blow through it over that. It wasn't worth pausing
on. Oh, what'd you say?
It was a good dad joke.
I just said Isaiah's likely to have a good game.
Oh.
It's the tight end. It's the Mark Andrews.
Nice.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think you're going to win.
Oh, man, coin flip. I don't know.
Coin flip. I don't think it's a coin flip. Kevin only, he blows his load every couple weeks, and that's about it. And then he
next factor.
Back into his porn room.
I don't know about Tajay against Miami. I don't know about that.
Really,
if Jake Browning can hook up with Jamar for like 2 touchdowns, Andrew will be in trouble.
Who are they playing?
Indy. No. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know.
Indy's not a bad defense.
Oh man, starting Mingo. Whew.
Mm-hmm.
I like Mingo.
Mingo. Bluey's sister, right? Mingo.
How dare you?
What?
Wait, Andrew, are you telling me you don't know Bluey?
Oh, Bluey? The show? The dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Bluey.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't know that. I don't think, if you don't know Bluey and you have kids, I think there's something wrong with you. You're missing out on the best part of having kids.
Yeah, I'm all about Muffin.
Oh, Muffin's the best. That whole show's great. That show's amazing. Anyway, we don't need to go on a
Bluey. I will watch that show without my children.
Yeah. We constantly try to talk Hero into watching more Bluey. Are you sure you don't want to watch more TV?
Yeah, come on, man. We don't want to watch any more Puppy Pals. Let's put on some Bluey.
No, we're out of the Bluey phase, though. We don't watch it anymore. We're all into fucking YouTube now. Nothing but
YouTube is the number one. YouTube has been the number one thing for all three of my children. It's amazing. It is amazing. Yeah. That is the content they prefer. It's not even close.
Yep. Nope. Same here.
I just want to pause that it's a bad thing. It is a bad thing. I'm addicted to YouTube, but it's
bad thing. It absolutely is a bad thing. We have not
especially limited kids our... YouTube is garbage. It's so bad.
Oh, it's so, so bad. It's
you can't let them watch it unattended. Like there's so much effed up shit.
And it's just. How can I put this? It is like the culmination of like almost the TikTok. You know, like
yeah,
there's barely any script. It's just.
There's no script. I mean,
anytime I watch any YouTube channel that is focused around like their kids doing stuff, it feels so dirty.
That feels
so messed up because they're like putting out videos every single day. And it's like, okay, I get that there are no child labor laws when it's your children, but that's fucked up.
I don't go that route. I go the other route and I go, these motherfuckers are millionaires. I could do that shit.
My father-in-law was trying to argue that we should let Eero make YouTube videos, and I'm like, no. No content creation. Anyway,
yeah, we limit their YouTube kids, but...
Yeah, we do need to move on. I told Shannon I'd be like 10 minutes.
Okay. You played Seth. So you play Seth. That's the next one. You against Seth. This is probably the most competitive
one. I think it's a great game. I don't even know. Seth's team also seems to be coming on finally after five games down. Oh, come on.
Is it? Is he coming on? Because,
well, he's got Zach Moss now without Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, Zach Moss back. I'm sorry, I can't see because I'm watching a fucking ad right now.
He's got AJ Brown.
What's wrong with you? He had Zach Moss without JT last week, and he had 19 carries for 51.7.
Yeah, but look at what Zach Moss did in the beginning of this season without Jonathan Taylor. I mean, he was scoring. He was top 12 running back for like 4 weeks in a row.
Yes. Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, Zach Moss really proved why you shouldn't spend the amount of money that they spent on Jonathan Taylor.
I can't believe they spent that money after Zach Moss went off.
Yeah. Mahomes has sucked this year. Let's be honest.
Mahomes has been a disappointment. So I put him on about par with Herbert. But and then Shakir and Downs, they're just big time dart throwers. I mean, I definitely prefer Smith or Puka Nacua to that.
Herbert again. Okay, so Andrew said the same thing of Herbert sucking. Herbert has had three bad weeks this year. He's had three bad weeks. Otherwise, he's had at worst a pedestrian, and otherwise really good weeks. Louis, do you think there's any chance that I'm winning the Geno Smith bet we made?
Oh no, absolutely not.
No. He's had four bad weeks. He's had two okay weeks. He's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 good weeks. So, I mean, he's not where you thought he was going to be. And then if you look at what he's doing lately,
would you say anything over 20 is a good week?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And the other one, he was only like, 19 point, where was it? Yeah, 18.5.
18.
He's been fine. He's been good.
Yeah.
Well, based on the bet I made with Lou, he is going against what you just said, Andrew. He's much exceeding where I thought he was going to be this year.
I was high on Herbert this year, but yeah, his stats are better than how I guess I feel about him.
I think the problem with Herbert is that team is maybe a little dream crushed at this point.
Yeah.
So maybe they're not going to be playing like they were when they thought they, you know, were a good team.
True.
Which they're not.
They're not.
Yeah.
So you could just maybe, you might have less to play for at this point.
Aside from that, though, fuck up and down the rest of your roster. Like, seriously. Bijan Robinson, you could maybe say is a disappointment, but it's not a disappointment. It's his goddamn.
I was going to say, the only thing you have part is your roster,
and that is dumb.
Kyle Pitts is not good.
Yeah, but you got Tyreek, you got Devin Achane back. The fact that you're benching Breece Hall and it's not the wrong play. Like, F you.
Yeah, I would have bet out of Breece. He's all banged up.
Yeah. But he's a great player on the Jets, so you got to give him something.
He's a great player.
Saying before you got on, like, God help us if Jakobi Meyers had kept putting up top 10 points like he did in the first.
Yeah, that QB situation would have fucked him.
Yeah. So anyway,
or was it the changing coaching staff? I don't know.
Who knows? They blew up that team, and I don't totally understand why. I don't know. It seemed like they could have course corrected without blowing up the team. Is all I'm saying. Anyway, my point is, I think you're going to win this game, mostly because I just want Seth to lose. Do I though? I don't know. Do I?
I'll take me winning.
The thing is, if I lose and Seth wins, he's going to supersede me in the seeding. So. Man, it's hard for me to say I want you to win, but I think I want you to win. Shit.
I want Seth to win. Because I want a shot at that number one seed.
Would you have a shot?
Yeah.
Because
right now I got Lou on points. I mean, it's close, but...
Does the number one seed matter that much? What would it change?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
You just want to say you got the number one seed.
I just want to say... Well... Last time I had a number one seed, it did not work out well for me.
Yeah, this was
this is exciting though. Andrew's back, baby. He's back in it.
I, You don't understand the anxiety level has jumped exponentially.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because I've been here before.
He's back.
Hey, I'll just be happy if I'm not trying to stay out of the Vinny again. 2 years ago, it made sense. I was paying half attention the whole week.
All right, what are games? I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Is that it?
No, there's your dad against Johnny, another Zelly Bowl. It's almost meaningless for John, but I think he
can play spoiler.
He has a 3% chance of making the playoffs. So there's some situation in here there he could win.
He needs to win and by a lot of points.
Now my dad's going with Dobbs over Stafford. How do you guys feel about that decision?
I like it. I mean, Dobbs had a terrible week last week, but aside from that, like, I liked Dobbs a lot when he was still in the Cardinals. So I thought the Cardinals were dumb to get rid of him.
I mean, he had 4.5 points against Chicago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He had 4 interceptions. He had a bad week.
A lot.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that Stafford's any better.
I think Pacheco's hurt. I don't know if Pacheco's.
Yeah, playing. Stafford has actually been. But he's playing Baltimore, so he's I get why Baltimore. He's got Dobbs in there.
Yeah.
All right, this is a game to watch. This is definitely a game to watch.
Elijah Moore will probably get a boost because I think Amari Cooper's not playing.
Is he not?
I don't think he's gonna play. I don't think he's been ruled out, but I don't think he's playing.
There was a 10% chance I was going to roll him out this week.
I wouldn't only count because him.
Flacco actually was hitting him with stuff, but
yeah, Joe Flacco, Blue Hen, he's still kicking.
Seemingly.
All right. I'll go with my dad.
I'm gonna go with your cousin. I'm gonna go with John. It's been a long time since your dad hasn't made playoffs. I feel like, but. I think he might.
I'm going with Papa Z because I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Austin Eckler, but he's not doing much as of the last 2-3 weeks. And then Olave's been kind of the same. He's been banged up.
Yeah, he's been banged up. Eckler looks cooked. I don't think Pacheco is going to play.
How did Eckler drop off so suddenly?
I mean, that's what happens with running backs. He's like 30 years old.
Injury? I mean, he was injured for the first third of the season.
Yeah.
Well, first quarter of the season, I guess. But I don't know. Is the injury lingering? I don't know. I really haven't been paying attention to the Chargers.
He's an old man.
And then he's got Gabe Davis, who is either going to get him 30 points or zero.
Yeah.
Yep. That's for sure.
He does have Ayuk and Amon Ra Brown, who have been hot lately.
Yeah, they're both.
That's going to be a good game.
Johnny loves his Amon Ra St. Brown.
He's a good player.
Yeah, I mean, Amon Ra's great.
He's a god of the sun.
He is. All right, what else?
All right, and the last game is Jason versus Pete, and Pete's going to win.
Pete's gonna win.
Wait, holy shit. Ezekiel Elliott jumped up since the last
time. Ezekiel Elliott, man! I have him in a lad league. I'm playing him.
Ramondre's out.
Yeah.
So, go Jason. I need you to beat Pete again so I can secure that number 2 spot if I fail to get the number 1 spot.
He has 10 carries for 22 yards, but he has 5 receptions for 55 and a touchdown.
Yeah,
it's just amazing how bad the line on the Pats is. They can't do shit. Anyway, but yeah, that's something. He's got something going there.
That's going to help him. Elliot's going to help. Boost him up there. Oh, he's got Justin Jefferson. Is he playing? Is he back?
Yeah, he's supposed to play this week.
All right.
We don't need to spend too much time talking about this, though, because even if Pete loses, it affects nothing. So,
like, Pete's just that bye week. I mean, he's locked into the playoffs. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
He's either the second or I guess that's true. He's either the second or the third seed.
But yeah, he's fighting for the bye. He definitely wants to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Shall we quickly switch over to the lab league for the playoffs?
I will give you 5 minutes.
That's more than I need. So we got Matt and my dad. They're locked in, both 10-3. So they got the 2 first round buys.
God damn it.
Correct?
I don't know. I got to pull it up on my phone because I never log into Sleeper on my
computer. Oh, me neither. I'm looking at my phone. Sleeper's awful on my computer.
I've been disappointed with Sleeper. I've heard such good things, and this season made me feel like it's not as good as I had been. Hearing.
Most things I really like Sleeper for. There's a few things I don't like.
I love Sleeper.
Yeah, I in general, I like Sleeper a lot.
I've used it on the computer and on the app on my phone, and I feel like the app is better than the ESPN app, but I feel like the ESPN website's better than the Sleeper website.
That might be true. I literally never get on Sleeper on my computer.
It's another one of those weird situations where there's certain information that you can see on the website that you can't see on the app, and there's certain information you can see on the app but not on the website. ESPN's the same way. They're working off the same goddamn data. It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, and it's useful shit. Like, it's not like random, like, stats and stuff.
Like, there's just been times when I've been struggling to find, like, data. Like, I remember there was one week where I couldn't find out how much Fab money I had left, and I was searching around for trying to figure it out.
That is hard to find in there.
So, I mean, there's just little things that I found that I thought that it would be better, as much good as I've heard about Sleeper, this being my first league in Sleeper.
Fair.
I'm still happily, I'm still totally on board to move it over there, move us over there, though. Bailey Zappi with 27.28 points. But, oh, that's in Sleeper with our stupid points.
Yeah, scoring. Our scoring.
Yeah, points, they don't quite, they're just so much more. It's nice.
There are certain things that we put into place that I do want to keep, but it's hard to make any judgments on them because we did everything, Lou. We did everything simultaneously.
We did it all. All right, we should have this conversation, just not today.
Yeah.
All right, so we have Matt and my dad locked in both the first round buys. Then I'm 8-5. The Shave Dog's 8-5. Chavrul's 8-5. And we're basically locked in to those spots. So once again, Bob, you are on the bubble here with the 6 seed in both leagues.
Yeah. No, I just want to point out that, this league is the league that's really making me feel like that stupid wins over median thing might make sense, because up until last week, I had the number one goddamn points you in did. The league, and I lost 5 straight games despite not scoring poorly any of those games.
Yeah, Matt's been keeping track for Bob, and Bob would have a much better record with the median scoring
in lab
in place in lab league.
I would move up like 2 spots, I think, at least. But it's fine. I got that win last week, and because there's a bunch of 6 and 7 teams, it immediately vaulted me to the top of that. So I moved up like 4 spots.
Last week. Once again, it's just it's like there's 3 6 and 7 teams, and
I'm in there. I'm in the 6.
Oh yeah, Andrew's in there too.
Oh yes, you flip Andrew and your dad in their positions, but otherwise, yeah, we're actually kind of. Oh, that's right. You did Juggernox. That's right. Yeah, I guess Matt's at the top.
So will 7 and 7 team make it in? How many spots are in the playoffs?
Six. Yeah. So 7 and 7 team definitely. It's going to be either you, Seth, or Bob.
Mm-hmm. So I've got a good start because I am playing Elliot in my flex, and he's got me. I should not have put him in my flex. So that was a rookie mistake. Oh, well.
Oh, and you're playing Seth. That's interesting.
And I got 21 points already. From, Elliot.
Bob's against my dad. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
At least I can make the playoffs
still.
Maybe.
I can fight my way through.
Ugh. Dude, seriously, if I don't make playoffs with this team, I'm gonna be so pissed.
You were talking big shit early.
Might not happen.
It's so stupid though. I have fucking Tyreek and Jamar Chase.
Dude, is Derrick Henry playing?
He's fine. He didn't have any
questions. Okay.
So you missed that explanation. I will very, very quickly say it again just for your benefit and your benefit only. So he, just like Jalen Hurts, he went into the secondary protocol where they couldn't be checked in the blue tent, so he had to go into the locker room. The problem with that was that it happened in the fourth quarter, so he went to the locker room to get checked for a concussion, and before he was verified whether he did or did not have a concussion, the game ended. So when they were doing their interviews, he was like, I don't know. Maybe he does have a concussion. Maybe he doesn't. Next day, Monday, he went into the protocol and immediately cleared it. So he was fine. They ended up.
Derrick Henry can't get concussions.
Yeah. Derrick Henry is a workhorse. He's a beast. He's not tank. What he was other years. But I mean, he can't be beaten. He's a monster.
Yeah. Derrick Henry gives concussions. He doesn't get.
That's right. Yes.
If I get Ken Walker back, I feel pretty good against my chances against your dad. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
So, unless my math is wrong, if neither Bob or Andrew make the playoffs, if Seth gets in, am I the only one who made the playoffs in both leagues?
No, because... Oh. If your dad doesn't make the playoffs in the main league, yeah, I guess that's true. That's stupid.
Get wrecked. Get wrecked, noobs.
I'm working on it. I'm going to get there. Get
wrecked, noobs. Yeah, I felt like I wanted to point that out.
I would have too.
I think it's funny how Pete's 3-10 in that league. While having a very good game the other way. I'll just chalk it up to he couldn't figure out how sleeper worked.
yeah, that's probably part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's coming down to the wire for me for the final playoff spot in both leagues, and it's annoying.
That is interesting. But all right, boys. Thanks for getting on to doing this. I do have to run.
Yes, go save that marriage, right. Though.
Good night.
All right, I will see you in 2 weeks, and Andrew.
Yeah, baby, I'm hyped.
I will not
hyped.
See you in 2 weeks, but
very hyped.
No, you will not.
Hopefully, I will see you both on the podcast next
week. I literally just got confirmation that I could have Tuesday off today, but I was rolling with it anyway.
We got to move those heart surgeries back. I'm sorry.
It only took that long because my boss is on vacation.
Okay. Is he going to the game too? Should we have him over?
It's a woman. She said, I thought about telling you I'd just take your ticket and go with your dad.
We would accept her. She's welcome. She's welcome at our house too.
Yeah.
Did you all get tickets, your tickets pushed back, your flights?
Yeah. We moved to Black Saturday. So we're coming in like Saturday afternoon, I think.
Yeah.
Early afternoon.
And then you're flying out Tuesday morning?
Yeah, Tuesday morning.
I like how you guys just, like, everyone's ignoring, aside from Kevin, and once in a while, Sean, the thread that we have going in Discord to discuss this stuff. You guys keep just making decisions.
That's Kevin, just because he's on our other little text chain, and he just is like, let's do this. No one can decide on anything.
Well, that's fine. All I want you guys to do is do it in a place that we can all see it, rather than doing it in a text chain.
What is this? I agree with that. I don't know why they'd use a text chain. I just participate in it, I guess.
What's your dad think about all this? Is he just like, hey, what are we doing?
My dad's not in the text chain. He's just along for the ride.
Yeah. Does he know? Did you tell him?
Oh, yeah. We let him know.
Was this like a surprise thing for him?
It was a surprise for a while, yeah. When it was all
surprise, you're not allowed to do Christmas. You have to come with us.
But, what was I going to say? Yeah, but Sunday's basically, that's locked in. We're just going to hang out with you all day.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. We're getting the place set up for everything. We're going to have a blast. We're going to have a lot of food.
Yeah, man, thanks for having us over and letting us invade your spot and everything, man.
No, I'm glad you guys are coming over. I'm glad I finally have a house to, like, host you guys. It's going to be fun. Getting everything set up. Going to be a lot of place. I think Pete might bring a projector that we can set up in my dining room so we have multiple screens. We'll have a lot of food. Rachel and Hero are going to a cookie party in the first part of the day because they didn't get to go last year, but when they come back, we'll have even more food. It's going to be a blast.
Cookies.
Yeah,
I'm super jealous. I'm not going to be able to make it out there. It was just such bad timing. So
makes sense. It is rough timing.
Bob, yeah, push it back a few more days, I think. Just keep pushing it back. I mean, just might as well have it on Christmas at this point.
Tuesday night football.
Bob, 10414, is that your old address or your new address?
That's the old one.
Will you text me a new address?
Sure.
All right, thanks, buddy.
I'm going to stop the podcast right now. Thank you, everyone, for listening to us talk about random bullshit. And talk to you all next week. Goodbye.